As Russia's war in Ukraine enters a new phase, and in order to keep the military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine flowing,
we need this bill to support Ukraine in this fight for freedom.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday asked the U.S. Congress for $33 billion to support Ukraine over the next 5 months.
The cost of this fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen. We either back Ukrainian people as they defend their country, or we stand by as the Russians continue their atrocities and aggression in Ukraine.
Biden's request for $33 billion includes more than $20 billion for military assistance, like artillery and anti-aircraft weaponry, more than $8 billion to help the Ukrainian government continue to function, and another $3 billion to help refugees. In addition, Biden is also sending to Congress a plan to crack down on Russian oligarchs who launder illegal and stolen money in the U.S. through shadowy purchases of yachts and other assets like high-priced real estate. The proposal is aimed at streamlining the federal government's ability to seize the oligarchs' property and allow the U.S. to use the proceeds to support Ukraine.
Much of this real estate that's been bought by oligarchs and the political elite of Russia has been bought through front companies, and these front companies have been able to register in the United States without knowing who their owners are. And so it's finding this property that's the enormous challenge at the moment.
If approved by Congress, Biden's plan would create a new administrative process for the forfeiture of property owned by Russian oligarchs and knowingly or intentionally possessing funds gained from corrupt dealings with the Russian government could become a criminal offense. While most members of Congress support President Biden's proposals and more money for Ukraine, there's little indication of when the plan might be debated by lawmakers and just when the legislation might pass. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.